Hello, alumni. It's Rabbi Jachter. I wanted to share with you an important thought on Parshas B'Shalach. Hashem sometimes does not send us on the road that we expect to take. In fact, we find that right in the beginning of our Parsha that the Torah addresses something that we are enormously surprised at, and the fact that Hashem did not take us on the direct route out of Mitzrayim, the Derech Eretz Plishtim, which is the coastal route. Instead, he took us through the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael, a very unusual, circuitous route that ultimately took us 40 years to get to Eretz Yisrael. Why did he take us on this way? We could have been in Eretz Yisrael in a few days. Just take the Derech Eretz Plishtim, the coastal route, up the coast, and we would have been straight into Eretz Yisrael in a few days. Why didn't he send us that way? The Torah knows that we are worried about this and explains straight out that Hashem realized it was not in our best interest to go in the easy route, straightforward, right into Eretz Yisrael with the Derech Eretz Plishtim. But rather, we needed to go on that circuitous route. Had we gone straight into Eretz Yisrael, Penina Chema Am, Birosam Milchama B'Shal Misraima, Hashem was concerned that when we see war in the Derech Eretz Plishtim, either we'll encounter the Plishtim themselves, according to the Rashbam, or the Mitzrim, who had outposts on the Derech Eretz Plishtim, on the coastal route throughout Gaza, as the Ramban explains. However you explain it, we would be panicked and we would have returned to Mitzrayim. It would have been a disaster for us had we gone to the straightforward route. And therefore, we learn a tremendous lesson that sometimes Hashem does not always put us on the road that we would expect to take. We have certain visions of what our life is going to look like, certain expectations, what school we're going to get into, what woman we're going to marry, what profession we're going to enter, and sometimes these things don't work out. But we learn from the beginning of this week's parasha that ultimately, whatever route that Hashem takes us on, gam zu l'tova, this is also for the better. Because Hashem knows sometimes the short way is not the good way. Sometimes the longer way, the indirect route, the longer route is something that is in our best long-term interest. Only with a story that happened with one of our alumni. This alumnus wanted so much to get into College A. So much wanted to get into College A and was deeply disappointed when he was not accepted. But he had faith in the one who we call the chief admissions officer in the sky, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Ribbono Shel Olam knew what's best. He went to College B. And when he went to College B, he did marvelously. He prospered. He did so well. He gathered so many friends and did so well that together with these friends, he put together a company, a successful company. Now together with, he's a CEO together with these friends. Had he gone to College A as he wanted to, this never would have happened. So he realized, looking back, that it was in his long-term interest. And even though he went to the college that he was not expecting to go to, he went to College B instead of College A. College B was a place which was best for him, which Hashem sent him to College B instead of College A. Because College B would be the place that he would prosper, that he would do so well, and that he would bring such great nachas to himself, to his family, and to all of Am Yisrael. And all should bear that in mind, that whatever disappointments that we have, and we hope we have very few, and we hope that none of you have disappointments, but if you do have disappointment, always realize that Hashem is sending us on the proper road, maybe not the one that we expected to be on, maybe not the most direct and easy and quick route, but nonetheless, the road that Hashem is sending us on is the road that's in our best long-term interest. May we all daven together that Hashem always guide us in the best possible road, best possible way for us to live the most fulfilling, enjoyable lives that will bring credit to ourselves and not to our families, to our communities, to Am Yisrael, and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A good Shabbos and a good week to all.